Well, let me mention this before I forget. Head over to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. You can take advantage of their free nutritionist consultation and their free macro calculator, which I throw out the window when I don't feel well because all I want is fatty foods. There's a link right there on the website that they built for us, trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. There's a link to MapTrition right there to help you get your protein shakes and all of the different supplements you could try. If you have any questions about them, hit up my man Greg. Hit me up. I take all of them, and we can walk you through the process, man. It's great stuff. It's a great website that team over there has built for us. trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320.
Shout out to my guy, man. He was up there at up here on Friday, man.
Yeah, man. Him and his wonderful wife. Yeah. That was a good time.
So The Athletic did an article. You know, I got love for The Athletic. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever. They did an article talking about bold predictions for every NBA team.
Okay.
Bold predictions. And they were doing their thing. Uh-huh. You know, I look at something like Brooklyn. Cam Johnson and Dorian Finney-Smith will be traded.
Okay.
New York Knicks. Jalen Brunson will win the MVP. Like, they're getting defended.
Well, that's bold, yeah.
Yeah. And they talking about the Chicago Bulls will make the play-in. That's bold as well. Pacers will finish top four in East. You see, everybody's getting like, you know.
Very definitive.
Very definitive. So I was like, man, I wonder what they got to say about the Kings. All right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I scroll past.
Cook, this our man Ant-Man?
It's our guy Ant-Man. No, it's our guy Ant-Man. And I go past OKC right here. Jalen Williams will win most improved player.
Okay.
Definitive. I was like, what they got to say about my boys? L.A. Clippers. A starter will be traded. All right.
All right.
Suns will finish top four in the West. The Sacramento Kings.
Got them finishing first.
The season will come down to crunch time.
What do you think?
What do you mean?
What do you think?
That's it.
Bold prediction.
Wait, I thought you were reading something.
No, that's it.
That's the prediction? Anthony Slater's prediction was the season will come down to crunch time?
It's not wrong.
Stop it. Stop it.
The season will come down to crunch time.
Are you serious? Oh, bro, we did 30 minutes on it yesterday.
We can't get no definitive win total, no playoff, no All-star, just season will come down to crunch time.
Did anyone text Anthony Slater and just say, huh? Maybe Ant-Man was misquoted.
I'll read it for you.
Hold on. I pulled it up. Wow. Oh, it's even in bold.
Look at that, huh?
Wow.
I cracked up when I saw that. I said, come on.
No, this is crazy. Mavs finish outside the top four. Rockets will finish the top six. Zion Williamson will make all NBA. Season will come down to crunch time.
The games where the Kings are within five against other teams will be very important.
Did you read this out loud yesterday?
I did. But yeah, man, and look, once again, he's not wrong. Like, yeah, you got two crunch time players. Are you going to produce in the crunch? Like, you're not wrong. But I don't know. Maybe my bad. I was just expecting a little bit more. I was expecting like
Wemby, CP3 lead the way to the play-in. Golden State Warriors make a significant trade. Shaedon Sharpe becomes a household name.
Kings really got hit with they'll play a lot of close games this season. It'll probably matter.
Okay.
Oh, man. That's our boy.
That's our guy. That's our guy. But this is like Ant-Man had like 10 minutes to turn this in. Like he forgot.
Maybe you think he was just overthinking a little bit, thought he was cooking. It's he didn't explain it enough.
No, I think it's the exact opposite. He was like, oh crap, my little paragraph is due. And he just wrote, DeMar and De'Aaron, crunch time. And
that was his life when the Simons do it at 11:59. I get it.
We've all done it.
A glutton of teams in the West should land somewhere between 44 and 50 win range.
The Kings now employ DeMar DeRozan and De'Aaron Fox is a tremendous sentence.
So I guess it depends on how you look at this. Half glass full is he didn't say anything bad. Like, he didn't say they will not make the play-in. But he also didn't say anything definitive other than it'll come down to crunch time. I cracked over there.
Hornets will win more than 30 games.
Everybody, just definitive.
Another MVP for Giannis. Pistons make the play-in. Okay, pal.
Wow.
Cavs will trade one of the four core. This is ridiculous. Come on, man.
Oh, me and Jesse got a good.
Now, I don't know what he should have said. I mean, you could have said De'Aaron Fox is top three MVP candidate. You could have said.
Could have said the Kings will have three All-Stars.
Could have said that. What would be your bold Kings prediction?
The Kings will win 50 games.
Is that bold? Boldish?
I think they're projected to win 47 every time I see something. I think maybe I saw 49 at one point. I guess if I was writing this thing, I would say 52. I would go.
Would you say top four?
Yeah. 52 wins, and I'll put two in there. 52 wins, and we'll be a top four seed.
I like the other one. I like three All-Stars. De'Aaron, DeMar, and Domas. That's a good.
That would be awesome.
Prediction. That's a good bold prediction.
Yeah. You think they get two all NBA players this year? I say no.
For one bold prediction.
I think De'Aaron makes all NBA.
I like that.
That's what I feel like. I feel like De'Aaron makes all NBA. I mean, if they're a 50-win team, I feel like it would be De'Aaron and Domas, and DeMar would be left out. I feel like it'd be De'Aaron and Domas.
Yeah. I don't think DeMar makes an all-NBA. I don't think he makes an all-star. He's going to have a really good season.
Who would the third all-star be?
Well, no, that's what I was saying. Like, if I was critiquing that statement, I'd be like, I don't think DeMar.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I'm with Katrina right here. I'm going to throw a bold prediction. Kings are going to finish top three.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
I don't like Minnesota. Like, they traded Julius Randle. Maybe he fits better or whatever, but I don't think they're as good as the Kings right now or anything like that. Dallas, same tier. Denver, same tier, I think. They've lost depth.
I'm significantly.
I think OKC is like number one, but after that, it's open.
I'm significantly more fascinated in Minnesota now than I was a week ago.
I can see them being a play-in team, to be honest.
Ooh,
Minnesota?
Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa.
Not because they're, like, awful, but the West is going to be tough. There's no one that's that much better than the other team next to them or whatever, besides OKC, I think.
I think they top six. Certified verified.
I think Minnesota's top six. I don't think Jesse's crazy, though. But like I said, I think I like them better now than I did before.
They could have
certainly more intrigued to see how it all works.
They could have. Ant-Man could have gave us this one. Shout out to Steven.
Hope they start 0-1. Just
say Monk wins sixth man. Could have gave us that one.
It's not the boldest prediction.
Neither is this.
It's still a lot better than saying they'll play some close games this year.
Shout out Ant-Man, man. That's our dog, man.
Can you imagine, though, like, just somehow the Kings played just 80 crunch time games? It seems like, yeah, damn, Anthony Slater was right. Like, he knew exactly what he was talking about.
Ant-Man is in tune with that Sacramento Kings basketball team. I like this Pacers one. Pacers will finish top four with Boston, New York, and Philly.
That is pretty bold, too. It's not crazy at all.
It's not crazy. Man, it just accentuates the disgust for Milwaukee.
And then somebody says Giannis will win MVP. Who's that? Eric Nim says they win MVP.
Who's going to win MVP? Eric Nim?
No, Eric Nim said Giannis
will win MVP. Oh, yeah.
And Joe Vardon doesn't even have him finish top four because he picked the Pacers to finish top four.
Right. Yeah.
James Edwards, this is his last.
This Detroit?
Yeah, he's the one that wrote that about the play. He don't even cover the Pistons no more. He covered the Knicks.
Well, good for him, because he started the whole Sacramento-Detroit thing.
Pistons will make the play. Pistons have some talented ball players.
I like this one. This is from John Krasinski, who covers the Timberwolves. Mm.
The Wolves will have a better offense in 24-25.
Mm.
I feel like, okay, it bold, fine. I think he might be right.
He might be. Another year, McDaniels, Randall in there. DiVincenzo coming off the bench. He might be right. The spacing's going to be a little crazy, so I don't know what the three-point shooting going to look like.
Yeah, that component's definitely going to be a little different. Yeah. Definitely going to be a little different. But again, hopefully Minnesota can figure it out.
I was so caught up on this.
In game two.
I was so caught up on the Kings thing. I didn't even really look at the rest of the article. Cavs will trade one of their core four.
Yeah, I saw that. There's a couple of good ones in here.
Jared Allen would probably be the guy, huh? Because I see a lot of people predicting Evan Mobley to have a breakout season. I've seen that. There was some poll going on today where Evan Mobley, and maybe it was a players poll or something like that, or GM poll, actually.
Things continue to go great in Los Angeles, or Las Vegas, excuse me. Christian Wilkins is out indefinitely. He had surgery to repair a Jones fracture.
Oh.
I'm sure James would love to show us what that is. and I believe it is.
That's what KD had, I think, when he was out for like the whole season and half the season. I think he had a Jones fracture in his foot.
Could things possibly go worse for Las Vegas?
No.
No, I don't think so either. Well, AP was non-committal on...
It's already the second time you've bench Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, I was about to say, he looked awful. And, you know, we believe a little bit more than others in Gardner Minshew. He looked terrible in that.
Who's we?
You thought he could win eight games. Yeah, whoa, no, yeah, we're not going to let you. Yeah. Don't do that. You're going to skate out of here, pal. Yeah, no, yeah.
I thought the Raiders could get to 8 or 9.
It's the same thing. He's the quarterback. It's the same thing. You're playing semantics right now.
It's not. Whatever. Put this wee Gardner
Dude comes back from Disneyland. He's all brand new.
It's all brand new. He comes off the PJ and he's brand new now. What I tell you?
You're one of us, pal.
Okay. All right. Jason Jones joins us when we return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I feel like when I'm a little under the weather, I could do my future voice.
If I knew what
he said, though, I would do it. Hickton's in the cold when the crunk run a light switch or something. I don't even know what he say.
Audi for the streets.
Jason Jones set to join us here in just a couple of minutes. I'm sure he's thrilled with all this news that's going on with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Mm.
They are a disaster. An absolute disaster. But we'll talk to Jason Jones. Also, nice little pay-per-view this weekend. I was telling Jesse earlier, I was locked into Bad Blood. I was locked into Hell in a Cell. Mm. I knew what Drew and Punk were going to be. I knew they were going to work. Yeah, that was tough. That shot Drew took was tough.
Wow. Still real to me, damn it.
That shot Drew took was nasty, nasty.
Put staples, right? Yeah.
Yeah, 16, I think.
Oh, goodness.
But the match was what I thought. And I thought it was good. It was good storytelling. Kind of good to put that away. I don't really know what Punk's promo was last night.
Well, wasn't it
kind of like I'm going away for a little while? How did it go back?
I missed it when he was trying to walk away. That's when Seth came out, right?
Yeah. So it feels like Seth and Punk is still very much a thing and could very much be a part of Las Vegas's WrestleMania. It was just weird. And then I kind of disconnected from the pay-per-view. It was on, but you and I had duties at the venue that night for Khalid, and I was trying to prepare for the weekend, for flying out the next morning. So I went and did everything else. Then the main event comes on. It's like, well, I'm going to pay attention to this as best I can, but I got to get ready for the show. So I threw it on the iPad, had it upstairs. I got to go, man. Shut the iPad down. Went downstairs. It's still on the TV downstairs. And I see, it's Jimmy. And then I see the big return with Jimmy. Roman and Cody get the win. I see the big hug. I see, oh, family puts aside everything. And I'm like, yeah, I love this. Jimmy's back. Grab my stuff. Hit the door.
It's a rookie move.
Had no idea anything else happened until I got to the venue. Casey and I were talking. He was like, oh, yeah, you see the end? I was like, yeah. Jimmy came back.
Casey looking at the person, get a load of this guy.
I said, I didn't even know Jimmy came back.
Yeah, yeah, it's a true story. It's like, I was like, yeah, Jimmy came back. He was like, he did? I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, well, The Rock came back. I was like, he did? I had no clue. And so you pulled up the clip, and we watched it right there, and he come out with his stupid belt looking like a jackass.
Man. Come on, man.
And
so what do you do with that?
With what?
With The Rock, Cody, and Roman. Not even the Bloodline or whatever. You could do War Games or whatever they're talking about for Survivor Series, but they're still like that trio.
So I don't know where Cody fits in. I do
hate
think,
Cody.
I don't hate Cody.
Cody and Kendrick.
Bro, no, I don't.
Oh, hate you missed guys. It yesterday. He tried talking about Drake what and dissing Kendrick or whatever.
What did I say? I can't remember.
It had to do with the Super Bowl again. I forgot.
Oh no, because we were talking about Shams, and he was like, "Doesn't this mean Woj won because Shams took his old job?" And I'd be like, "Well, that's." No, I don't think so. I said, that's like saying Drake won because Kendrick is taking the job that he turned down. Nobody would say that.
All right, man.
It's the same. What's the difference?
Okay.
Because I don't think Shams lost in that situation. If anything, that'd be one of those things where you say, yeah, I got your job now. I'm about to do it better. That's what I think. Or okay. if there is a
where
winner,
was Shams before? Yahoo? Before Stadium. Wasn't it Yahoo? I think.
Yeah, I think it was Yahoo.
And that's where Woj was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A long-standing feud. But
yeah, that's pretty crazy. That was actually good social media work.
No, they did a great
that
job.
That was kind of wild. Like yeah. I saw that at the concert. I was like, "Yo, what is this?"
They did it. They did a really good job with that. I think Rock takes Solo and Jacob under his wing and Roman takes Jimmy and Jay, and that's the feud. They try to figure
out. Well, he gets Tama Tonga. Like, he gets the Solo version of the Bloodline. Yeah. I'm with that.
Yeah, I think because somebody also.
And I think the answer to your question is he doesn't.
Who
you said, how does Cody Rhodes fit into this?
I think the answer is he probably doesn't. But because somebody, they're pulling up all these, man, it's crazy. Like, sometimes I'm like, they couldn't have been this thorough with the Bloodline. It's almost like The Wire, right? Because they're pulling up these clips, and it was before WrestleMania because Roman said he was going to do the Hall of Fame speech. And they're backstage, and Solo's like taping up and stuff like that. And Roman, Rock, and Heyman are just looking at him. And Rock is looking at him. He's like, yeah, he's ready. He's ready. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to say mm-hmm. that's foreshadowing for him looking at Solo now. Like, no, you're ready to be the tribal chief is what they were saying. So it's crazy how deep these stories is going, man. But it's dope. It's good to see all these guys back.
Let's bring in Jason Jones. He'll love this. Jay, what'd you think of Bad Black?
I ain't even mad at the hat today. I'm just laughing at the hat today, man.
Okay, they're 1-1 with a game 3, and the Giants just are doing what right now? Shouldn't you be worried about
celebrating 10 years of a championship?
Shouldn't you be worried about your Rams right now? They're 1-4.
Shouldn't you be worried about the malice that Machado's throwing the baseball at Dave Roberts? It was intent there. Well, it was malice.
We all know Manny's a classless player. It's no shock.
Stop it. Don't do that. He was a leader. Did you see him leading them in game 2? He said, come on, guys. Let's get together. Let's stay focused. He's a leader now. He's grown.
Theatrics, whatever.
He got away from L.A. and he grew up.
Okay. So? Whatever. Yeah, man. You're damn bad. Your Rams are 1-4. It's tough. I know. But we feel good about getting a split in San Diego, right? We feel good about that?
I think the Dodgers are going to win the series. I think it's going to game 5 for sure.
Yeah, see, you with us. See, yeah,
I don't think they can win. I'm not sure they can win the World Series, though, because their pitching ain't good enough.
The pitching was a concern from the jump for me this year. And all the guys they brought in to pitch got hurt. every last. I was like, this is crazy.
Couldn't happen.
I mean, yeah. It's like now, you know, and I'm going to need my homie Mookie Betts to get a hit at some point. Don't hold your breath. And I need the Dodger fans. When the ball comes into the stands, don't move out the way. Yeah. What are you doing? Why are you letting him catch that? Yeah. I'd have smacked Profar's glove out of his hand.
It's a fair game. He's now in the stands.
Yeah. I'm like, it's in the stands. I'm like, what are you guys doing? God, that,
they don't watch baseball. They don't watch baseball. I don't know what
it's just called. Embarrassing. Just embarrassing behavior all the way around yesterday, you know, yesterday, but or what was that, Sunday? Yeah, it's terrible.
More embarrassing than the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, because the Raiders are the Raiders.
Well.
I mean, you know, when your hopes hinge on Gardner, like I said, he, you know, I've said all year with Gardner, he's going to give the other team at least one. He's going to give him the ball at least one time. What happened? And this time it turned into a, it was just the way, that was one of the more debilitating turnovers I've seen in a while. I mean, they're about to go up 17-3 and then it's 10-10 and they just never recovered.
Damn. That was tough, man. 101 yards?
100, yeah, so that's okay. I locked in on bad blood after that, you know, on Saturday. Sunday didn't really happen. College football didn't happen on Saturday for me either.
Oh, damn.
Nothing. Bro. I just, all that happened on Saturday was bad blood in game one of the Dodgers. Nothing else happened.
You should have been
on Sunday.
You should have been on the sideline with Michael Irvin. You should have been on Cal's sideline, being Cal's version of Michael Irvin.
Well, maybe I could have targeted someone, you know, and that could have, you know, that would have helped him. I don't know, man. That was, man, can we, let's be positive. Let's talk about something happy.
Talk about bad blood. We can talk about that. That's what we're talking about.
Let's not take me back to that place. It's too early for me to go get some shots or anything. It's too early to drink. I got work to still do today. I can't, you know, I don't think they want me turning in like drunken stories today.
Like the Kings are going to be in some close game. No, that's my fault. That's me. That's on me. My bad, Jay.
I didn't see. Y'all called me the hater. That wasn't me. I didn't even think.
Well, there was nothing wrong with what he said. It just wasn't bold. Everybody else had bold proclamations. And we just got a random old, they'll be in close games.
That's breaking news.
Well,
NBA team will play close games.
I just think the deadline just crept up on our man Anthony Slater. He was like, I got to turn something in. These guys are going to be in close games, and DeMar and De'Aaron are going to do their business.
Stall him out. You know, they got my man doing a lot of work.
They do. That's our guy.
He's covering two teams. What'd you think about Bad Blood?
I'm getting used to this whole 5-match format.
Yeah.
I think in any other world, I think the cage match should have been last. But, you know, when the Rock comes back. Yeah, when you figured the Rock must be coming back for them to not close with that. Because that was making me cringe a few times. That's not like a little, your normal, usual little nick bleeding. I'm like,
yeah.
I said, these guys are leaking. And I wasn't sure if CM Punk was falling down for real or, but if, the idea that he would have needed oxygen, people forget. I think me and him are like the same age. So that was a lot. And, you know, I'm glad they're gonna get Cody away from the bloodline a little bit. You know, do something. You know, I think you know, Kevin Owens was overdue to turn heel.
Yeah,
I didn't know if it was gonna be Kevin or Randy who would turn heel first. You know, but I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it was an enjoyable show. You know, you get the Rock back, which means we're going to get more Rock Instagram promos where he can curse and do whatever he wants.
And wear his stupid ass belt out like it means something.
Yeah. That is such, if he weren't a heel, that wouldn't work.
Oh, for sure. It's a great
heel
move.
Him being a heel, and he can remind us Muhammad Ali's widow gave me the People's Championship as if like that. Yeah, it works so perfectly, you know. Going back to the crazy Versace and you know love you Dusty, hate your son.
that was actually a great line.
Yeah, go eat your good fruity pebbles. I mean, like I said, I enjoyed it. You know, And I think they're, you know, I could say, I thought it was an enjoyable show.
We were just kind of talking about what's next.
I haven't got my Rock shirt on. Got my Project Rock shirt. So
shout out to Project Rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Rock.
I mean, I'm not balling like y'all today. This is just, you know, a $30-something Under Armour shirt. But hey.
Well, not balling like.
I don't make the big bucks at The Athletic, you know.
That's D-Lo that you're trying to catch up to. That's who I'm trying.
Man, you'd be stunting too, man. You'd be stunting too. You know, let's not act like.
Why do you do this? No one believes you when you do this.
I don't know why. It's the truth.
I mean, he act like he come there like, you know, in a 3 for $10 white t-shirt from the liquor store or something.
Well, I hadn't gone to Quick Stop.
Yeah, like he went to the swap meet, got 5 white tees. He's like, that's all I do.
I go to Old Navy. I get me some V-necks. You know, I wear that. Yeah, you know? I'll go to Kohl's and get me some
Old Navy. Do you go to that has Givenchy? I need to go to that Old Navy.
Well, that's not where I got that from, but yeah, you know, I go to Kohl's. You know, when I need a nice little just white T-shirt or a black, you know, I go to Kohl's. It's nothing. You know what I mean? I'm a common man. I haven't seen D-Lo in just a common man shirt, and I don't know how long.
Yeah, you're not Dusty Rhodes and polka dots, pal. You're not a common man. Keep it moving.
Yeah, now we don't want to hear you talk about hard times.
Yeah, ain't no hard times over here.
We don't want to hear about, you know, a computer replacing you on the microphone. You know, hard times. You know,
give him a watch. Kick him in the butt. Send him on their way.
I worked at the station for 20 something years, and all they did was give me a watch. Hard times.
Hard times. But with the Bloodline, we both kind of have the thought that Rock may take over, the Bloodline will split, and Rock will take the solo Bloodline, and Jacob Fatu, and Roman and the Usos will have their own Bloodline, and they probably set that up as soon as Survivor Series, huh?
Yeah, War Games. My thing is, I don't want. I like Jay. What Jay's doing apart from them,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, do you really want to mess with? To me, what makes the Jay story work is that Jay has nothing to do with them now.
Mm.
Like when I talked to Jay earlier this year, he purposely was like, I got to wear different colors and everything. Like I have to, like, you know. He did say when I talked to him that eventually he said him and Jimmy would get back together. He said it wasn't done forever. He said, I know we got this match coming up at Mania, but don't worry. He said, we'll be back together at some point. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to see it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, you can go Roman, Jimmy. You can, I don't know, convince Sammy. Maybe they got to have another brother or cousin somewhere they can bring in.
Yeah.
Does Rock... And I just thought of this, because, like, how do you get Cody involved in all this? Does Rock actually beat Cody?
That would be crazy.
There's been talk about that.
Rock beats Cody, goes to Roman at Mania. Roman, babyface Roman, mm-hmm. beats heel Rock.
That's kind of the way to do it.
And burns that stupid-ass belt the Rock comes out with.
That's kind of the way to do it. You still have Cody and Roman, you know, to do some stuff and to SummerSlam.
Yeah, and Rock tells the stories like you couldn't beat him and I did.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess the way, and remember, Paul Heyman's not back yet, so it's like, you know, if you get Paul Heyman involved, maybe he pulls on the Cody Dusty, you know, I learned this business from your father. Mm. He was one of my mentors, helped me defeat this crazy, you know. I mean, who knows how far they can go? This thing can go on forever. Jimmy and Jay have kids. So by the time those guys are done, their kids will be ready. You know, Jay's got a kid and goes to Morehouse. He's got a kid in college.
Get Naomi involved somehow.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for that for 5 years.
We've been waiting for, you know, yeah. Naomi goes over with Roman and her husband. Then they go and get Nia.
The hell, I seen new pictures of Tamina.
I saw those. Yeah,
she looked like she was trying to get back.
Oh, I missed that. But I guess
Superfly's another pretend cousin, though. Well, that's the thing. But I guess it's no more pretend than The Rock.
Yeah, somebody said Rikishi was. We know what Rikishi was doing when he wasn't on TV. He's got kids. I mean, just
wait till Antonio Cromartie's Bloodline comes along.
Oh wow! Wow.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I think they're in a good – the other little monkey wrench in all this, too, is because my thought would be, all right, you get the belt off of Cody, and now you can have – because they're trying to angle this. I see where Seth could be saying, hey, I helped you. Like, you wouldn't have won without me. Mm-hmm. I give and Seth and Cody. But you got Seth and Punk you got to deal with.
Yeah,
I
feel like that.
I think that's part of how Seth turns heel.
Hmm.
He's like, I was your shield, and then you pull this. Now I got to deal with you people cheering for this guy who tried to ruin our business and CM Punk. Mm-hmm. Kind of how it instantly turned Drew heel.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but if Punk doesn't get hurt, Punk probably is the guy who's the heel earlier this year.
Mm.
But I think now, I think you got to turn. I think either you let it happen organically. I think even if it happens organically, the fans are going to probably stay with Punk.
Mm.
So I think you've got enough tension now story-wise, whether it's like, you know, I got this big dude. They'll probably make Bronson Reed a third cousin of the bloodline before it's all said and done. You know, I get jumped by this dude, and then
and
I
married into the family. Here comes Braun Strowman, the newest member of
someone like I'm marrying, like R-Truth is like falls in love with Nia so he can be part of the bloodline.
I can see that happening.
That's funny.
That would be gold. It'd be like he starts following her around everywhere because he wants to be in the bloodline, and the only way he can get in is through marriage.
That's fantastic.
Hey, Triple H, you use that. I want credit. Now I want to check if I use that.
There you go.
That is fantastic. I think y'all sleeping on the Cody heel turn. That's the one.
I can see that too.
That's the money right there.
Yeah, Cody, I can see that too. Who's he turning
on? Yeah, I wonder if he's making too much money right now. I mean, that merch.
Well, that's
money,
the other thing. Yeah.
Kind of like with Cena. People said, how come they never turned Cena? They were like, you know how much money that guy is making for them with merch?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Cody's like top five on Fanatics overall, not just in W. Like,
yeah,
overall.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think it's a little different because I think Roman started selling as a heel.
Yeah,
Roman wasn't selling, you know, before like he is now. I think I don't know if you want to mess with that. I mean, and Cody's kind of going into that space where it's like he's like a face of the company. He can do the Make-A-Wish stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you only get a couple of those guys, I think, at a time. And, you know, he's kind of clean cut enough, got the wife and the little kid. That picture his wife posted of the baby looking at Kevin sideways is hilarious. You know, I think it'd be much harder to turn Cody now.
I got you.
I mean, it can't happen. I mean, if Terry Bollea could turn heel in the 90s, anything's possible.
Well, it pales in comparison to the heel turn he did in the 2000s.
Man,
for those that didn't pick up on that, Terry Bollea is Hulk Hogan.
He went all the way. He went all the way. Like, oh yeah,
he said it's me. He put it's been me all along.
He said you thought 96 was a heel turn. Watch this, pal.
Wait till you hear what I said about my daughter's boyfriend.
Oh man.
Well, goodness gracious. Preseason basketball is back tomorrow.
Well, preseason has been back, but Kingston.
Well, I mean, back in America.
I mean, I admit I watch zero of that stuff. I'm already kind of OD'd on the Bron and Bronny pictures from the preseason.
That was funny.
That was still pretty cool, though.
Yeah, but the
it
LeBron
was cool,
part was funny.
And they're going to do
LeBron
it again
running up
ring.
To take
Yeah.
I'm like, they're going to do this. I mean, I guess you kind of got to get it in now.
Well,
he's a South Bay Laker.
So let me ask you something. I was thinking about that. You just talked about him being a South Bay Laker. Do you have to, like, if he's on the roster, if he's on the bench, like, that first night, don't you have to get that moment over with? Like, don't you plan it? Like, we're going to put Bronny in at such and such time. We're going to get this moment done because if Bronny's ever on the bench, it becomes a when is it going to happen? What is it going to happen? What is it going to, isn't it just better off to get it over with?
Well, Jay, real quick, I hear you. And I have jokingly said this when the schedule come out. I think it should happen the second game against the Kings because that's the first home game.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
But I think that your point is Well taken.
If you're J.J. Redick, do you want to answer questions in game 18 about when are you going to put Bronny in game?
That's right. You plan it and you just get it over with so you don't have to do it anymore.
You know, you let him go out there, they get your photo ops, and now get back on the bench, Bronny. We're about to send you down to the South.
Well, you can let him play for a few minutes, Jason. You don't have to.
I don't mean, you know what I mean. You know,
Jason's
go
take a picture with your dad and sit your ass down at the end of the bench.
This is like Roy Williams putting on the walk-on seniors on senior
Bronny comes out with his sign. Today is, my name is Bronny. This is my first game.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying do all that, but I can see how it could just be kind of annoying if every game, if you're J.J. Redick. You know, but Bronny's already had one of the best pressers already of the preseason. Like, the vibe is good from what I heard how it was last year. I'm like, my man Darvin catching straight.
I was gonna say, JJ can't stop taking shots at Darvin.
That wasn't even JJ. It was Bronny. He was like, yeah, from what I hear, the vibes are good compared to, I'm like, wow. Poor Darvin. He's just somewhere with his hands in his pocket on another team and just catching strays from a guy who's
treating Darvin Ham like he's Nathaniel Hackett.
Oh, God, don't get me started on that. Talk about privilege. My man failed at Denver, so his homie gets him a job in New York and they get another guy fired.
That's crazy.
Because Aaron Rodgers looks washed as hell.
Talk about it.
Did y'all watch the game on Sunday at all?
I didn't see it. I saw a little bit of it for some reason,
maybe because it was like 200 degrees, and I'm going, oh, my God, he's awful. And every time he makes a mistake, he stares down the receiver.
No, he's been awful. He's been awful all year.
I mean, that one pick where he like threw it over everyone, and there's like two Vikings like, oh, wow.
He's done.
So, of course, we got to fire Robert Saleh. I'm not saying that I don't know the inner workings of the New York Jets, but I also believe if everything's equal and healthy, they were at best the third best team in that division. So when the owner's talking about these high expectations, I'm like, based on a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles surgery?
Well, that's not fair because they went out and got an elite pass rusher through trade. Oh, I'm sorry. They decided not to play him.
Well, they did. What you said is factually accurate. They did go get an elite pass rusher.
I said, who did they get? Oh, yeah, the guy who's not playing. Yeah. And even with that, their defense hasn't been off. I mean, they could have kept Zach Wilson to have three picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just, and that's why I think the Raiders should hold up Devontae until the Jets give them what they want. Because they're clearly desperate.
Yeah.
I watched that game, and what I took away from it was, my God, Aaron Rodgers is washed. Yeah. Like, you can see what he's trying to do, but he can't do it anymore. He can't run. You know, even that last pick, well, he's throwing the back shoulder fade. That was nowhere near his back shoulder. My man threw the ball all the way in the guys on TV. He tried that. And they're like, he's got to be ready for that. How about this? How about you don't skip mini camp on your ayahuasca tour and work with your teammates?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, is anyone going to hold Aaron Rodgers accountable?
It doesn't seem like anybody will, except for us.
He's out here telling Pat McAfee to go visit the Berkeley Marina. Talking about they did a documentary about something that allegedly happened there. I'm like, and like I said, it's, you know, Aaron's a Cal guy, but my God.
You don't have to like him just because he went to Cal.
Something's wrong
you can tell him to
dude.
Go to hell.
Yeah, something is wrong with that dude. I'm like, who goes on national television and says, go visit the Scott Peterson area?
Come on, man. Come on now. See, and
everyone's dumping on, people are dumping on the coach and whatever. I'm like, hold up. The coordinator is your homie. Mm. That's your boy.
You can treat Aaron the way NFL players treat the college when they're mad at them. You know, they say they're high school instead. You can be like, man, Aaron went to Chico. You ain't even got to say he went
to
Cal.
Aaron needs to say Butte College. On Sunday, Aaron Rodgers, Butte College. Don't claim us right now. And the thing, I know some of his college teammates, and they feel the same way about him. They're like, we don't know what's wrong. I'm like, the offense is struggling. Well, their starting quarterback was getting high during minicamp. that might, you know, they don't have any chemistry. I don't know. Maybe the guy would have showed up in May and didn't decide to take psychedelics all offseason. Maybe that would have helped. But, you know, best of luck to Robert Saleh. He, you know, he's going to get paid handsomely to sit there and chill and, you know, probably end up on TV talking, you know, it's by the end of the season.
They escorted that man out.
Now, that was uncalled for.
They treated that man like he stole boxes or something.
They didn't have to do
that. I mean, I was like, what do you got? He ain't the one stealing from y'all. Number 8 is the thief right now.
Talk about it. Can you imagine coaching this sorry-ass team and then you get escorted out past your coworkers by security?
They were like, tripping.
Like, he came in there and, like, cooked the books or something. I'm like, really?
Escorted him out.
I'm like, yeah, like he did something wrong. It's like, okay, you gave me a 40-year-old quarterback. You give me a pass rusher who you didn't give an extension to, who won't show up.
That's wild.
You keep trying to convince the world that Garrett Wilson is like the next coming of, like, I don't know, Justin Jefferson. You keep trying to convince. I mean, and that's that whole New York hype thing. Like, yeah. they told people before the year how great Garrett Wilson was. Maybe he is. Maybe he needs a quarterback.
Mm.
You know, I mean, they can't run the
Breece
ball.
Breece Hall was the number one pick in a lot of fantasy drafts.
Yeah, it wasn't in mine. I didn't trust the quarterback. I'm like, this dude, I mean, you know what's wild? When him and Kirk Cousins had the same injury, Kirk Cousins got injured, and Kirk looks way better than Aaron, but Kirk Cousins isn't 40.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just think, and like I said, I also think Kirk didn't blow off the offseason program to take ayahuasca.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Aaron's behavior has been completely disrespectful to that franchise.
Mm-hmm. And that franchise has allowed it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They have allowed it. It's like the moment they did all they could to get Aaron, Robert could have just resigned that day because the team was no longer his.
Yep.
And it wasn't going to be. And the fact that, you know, like I said, I've watched a couple of Jets games. That's the beauty of my whole NFL ticket. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they just look – what I was watching on Sunday, I kept saying, they look like a team that hasn't really been able to practice a lot together. Mm-hmm. They just look completely out of sync. And if their offense is contingent on Aaron being the Aaron of, like, 5 years ago, good luck with that.
Yeah. And you talk about the disrespect. I mean, the disrespect he showed to Bob Saleh.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, like – in
on more than one occasion.
Like, yeah, like, yo, what's – how is this supposed to work?
Yeah. How do you decide you're going to go get your ayahuasca on and don't even tell your coach you're not showing up?
Yeah, they did him dirty.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
absolutely.
Saleh could have quit that day. Like, if no one in the organization is going to come out publicly and say Aaron Rodgers is wrong, well, what are we doing here? Like, you know, where's the accountability?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Aaron will have a nice presser at some point and he'll be like, you know, I know what's going on. You know, it's. Hey, we just gotta relax. You know, he'll do his Aaron Rodgers stuff, and it's Aaron being Aaron at this point. I mean, I hope Devontae has fun playing with him.
That ain't happening. That deal isn't happening.
I would send. I wouldn't even care where Devontae wanted to go at this point.
Yeah, I'd get Devontae out of there.
I'm fine with that.
And we talked about.
I meant the deal to the Jets. I don't think that's happening. But I'm perfectly fine if they trade Devontae.
Jay, we talked about it earlier because AP looking a little rough right now, man. And I don't know if he gets fired during the season or nothing like that. But
I don't think we're close to that. I think there were signs about the Devontae thing before this season, and they made a mistake in not dealing with it in the offseason. I mean, if you weren't going to go out and get a capable QB1, there was no need to bring Devontae back. Mm. Knowing, like I said, the man said in the whole receivers deal, I wanted them to bench Jimmy or I was out of here. Mm. And it's like, okay, that's clearly, I mean, and one of the options is Aiden O'Connell. You know, say what you want about Jimmy. He is better than Aiden O'Connell unless he's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what you're saying, then like I said, he spent half that series just talking about how it was all Jimmy's fault. Everything was Jimmy Garoppolo's fault. And he acts like we don't get to watch games and see him drop passes.
Hmm.
So, I mean, they definitely made a mistake because you should have handled this in the offseason. But at least that whole situation gave us Max Crosby going after Mike Lombardi.
Yeah, he did do that. My thing though is if I'm AP, because I don't like a lot of the things I'm seeing from AP right now. He looks in over his head, to be honest with you. And the Devontae thing is kind of the icing on the cake. But if I'm AP, I got to get Devontae out of that locker room.
Because I think that's going to be a big thing, yeah.
Because one of the things that could be happening is there might be some gullible young players that ride with Devontae because he's Devontae Adams. Mm-hmm. And they're choosing right now. They're picking sides, it feels like. And I feel like you got to get him out of the locker room.
I think that, you know, I don't know if it got, I think it's, I don't know if they're picking, I think part of it is they weren't the most talented team to start. So you take Devontae off that offense, it's quite noticeable. Mm. You don't have a quarterback. And, you know, the supposed starter, he was out last week, but Zamir White can't stop fumbling. Mm. So somebody said he can't call himself Zeus if he can't hold on to the ball. No. So, I mean, I think they have some issues. And it's crazy. And I was wondering about they hired Luke Getsy. Guess who Getsy was with before? He was with Devontae Adams in Green Bay. So it was like another one of those things where we got one of your boys over here, man. What's happening? Yeah. I just think I think, you know what? You play it out. You know, without a quarterback, you're going to be a top. You're going to be in the running for a quarterback in the early part of the draft. You know, you already saw Mark Davis talking to Shadur, talking about you might be home already.
Yeah, I already called the league offices.
My man, I don't know if it's tampering if he's in college. I don't know, but that's a wild thing for the owner of the team to say. Yeah, he might be home already. Mark Davis is already on the next year. Mark is like, man, let's burn this. Let's go ahead and keep losing. I don't care. I want that kid on my team.
Didn't they get Magic for that? Oh, no, the guy was in the NBA, though. It was Paul George, right?
Yeah.
Paul, he was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, with the Lakers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, I remember back at the day in the B, my old colleague, our old columnist, Aileen, asked Vlade about some guys in the draft, and she quoted him on the record. And Vlade was like, oh, no, I didn't mean you for to quote me. I was like, yeah, Aileen, you probably shouldn't do that. Yeah, the league isn't, even though to me, tampering is one of the dumbest things they talk about.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, they're like, well, don't tamper. Really? Is somebody going to stay out the draft because the GM talked about them? Like, what are we even doing anymore? Like, the GM can't reach out. That's okay. I'm going to tell my other three players to call you. And then after they call you and I talk to your agent and do all that other stuff, you know what? Then at 12:01 or whatever time they said, now is the first time we've talked. And wow, we have a contract done in 28 seconds. I wonder how.
God, those guys. Like
those
Malik Monk.
Well, yeah.
It happened here quick. When Malik Monk signed. We found out right at 3, reported it at 3:01, and boom, we had it. It was
like all that legal stuff they got to do. Yeah.
It's nothing.
I mean, Monty McNair is a genius. I mean, how does he do that? How does he get a contract done in less than a minute?
Hey, look, Aileen wrote, and Vlade said, yes, LeBron is under contract, but we're going to sign him to a multi. He was like, whoa.
There's still nothing better than Magic saying
it was not like that, but hey, the way the NBA acts, it's like, you know, hey.
There's still nothing better than Magic saying, yeah, I was sitting outside of LeBron's house till 12:01. Like, nah, Magic, it was 9:01 because you were in California. It wasn't 12:01.
Like, you know what? I'm going to be extra safe this time. I'm going to wait an extra 3 hours before I go in there.
Late for a meeting with LeBron James. Irvin.
He was letting the NBA know. I was not there early. I camped out. Like, but why would he be there? Because it's not like they were planning to talk at all. I mean, it's all a joke sometimes. It just cracks me up. I'm just like, these fake rules they have, like the two minute report, another fake thing.
That's tough.
You know, the targeting rule in college football. Don't get me started.
It's that time of year, 2 minute report.
It's back. I'm sure the Kings will be screwed in it tomorrow somehow.
Let's show you why your team lost, and we're not going to do anything.
We're not
going to
fix it. Or we'll lie and say, no, he actually was fouled. You can't see it, but he was fouled right here.
Yeah. I'll never understand the last 2 minute report. Like, let's embarrass our officials for the world to see so they can get even more hate online, you know, or better yet, maybe the official can tweet about how they can't get any sleep after that call.
Nights. Sleepless nights.
They couldn't sleep because, you know what? We cost LeBron a game. So we got to give him three more now because, yeah, our bad.
Jay, we appreciate you as always, my brother. Thank you.
All right, yeah, this thing is gone left as usual, but it's good.
Go Padres. All right. Let's do work, baby.
Come on, Kenny. Remember, let's go Dodgers.
Let's go. Let's go Fathers. Let's go Fathers. Let's go Padres. Let's go, baby.
It's not Father's Day, man. Stop that, man.
All right, Jay. Jason Jones of The Athletic there. Good stuff with our man, Jay.
Yeah, always good times. Always good times.
Jay, a struggling sports fan just like the rest of us.
Oh, man. Hey, look, man.
He's driving him nuts.
You're a struggling human being right now, man. Go get yourself taken care of, big dog. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hold it down.
All right, man. I may do tomorrow's show from the house, man, but I'll be here. If not, I promise I will die on the air. I give everybody my word.
He holds on till 12:01.
We're going to have, what was it, Hugh Freeze for Ole Miss, whatever, and they had him in the hospital bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be me. I got you. I got you guys. We're going to head over to 102.5. What do we got next? We got baseball next? What do we
baseball,
got?
Baseball, Dodgers, Padres.
Running back and then baseball at 5:30.
Running back and then Dodgers, Padres here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Padres.